Hi, this is Carolyn, and I'm here with Aaron, and we are so excited to have Judy with us. Judy plays tennis in the senior games for the 85-plus age division, and she organizes a fun league of tennis twice a week. She was in a film made by our good friend Angela called Granny's Got Game. For a little background, Judy took a 28-year break from competing when she got married and had kids, but for the past 30 years, she has been playing basketball and tennis and has been to the Nationals for the senior games numerous times. So, Aaron, can you ask Judy the first question, and then hopefully we can ask Angela a few questions at the end?
Yeah. So the Granny's Got Game was about your basketball experience, right? But we want to hear about that as well as your tennis experience, because I can't believe that you're at least a two-sport athlete, which is just amazing. You're an inspiration. So can you tell us about how you got started in tennis, how long you've been playing? And then we also want to hear about your basketball experience.
Sure. I learned how to play tennis when I was about 10 years old. I lived in a small village in northern New Jersey, right across the river from New York City. And we had this small town, 1 mile by two, but they had this huge park. And in the park, there was a football field, baseball fields, quarter-mile track, all sorts of things, including tennis courts. So every summer, the town ran a program for all the kids who were off from school. We never owned a car, so we never went any place, so we went down to the park. But I always tell this as a side story because it gives you a picture of how things were when I was a kid. I also played softball, and we played softball every day. And we had two teams, you know, regular softball, softball bats, regular balls. But we had one mitt between the two teams, and the catcher got that mitt. So the rest of us played without mitts. Okay. If for some day, for some crazy reason, somebody showed up with a mitt, we'd have two mitts. The second one would go either to the pitcher or the first baseman. So I learned how to play softball barehanded, but it was fun. But anyway, that's where I learned how to play tennis. I didn't play much tennis. When I got to high school, I thought, well, maybe I'll get to play tennis there. But in my day, in high schools, the girls did not have sports teams. So there were no sports available except what you did in gym class.
Right.
And I had actually a terrific gym teacher. But after I got out of high school, I got a job in New York. And then I joined a tennis club in a nearby town that had a club. And I played there, and they had beautiful red clay courts. Mm-hmm. In fact, they held the East Coast or the Eastern Clay Court Championship for the United States Tennis Association at that club. And I'll never forget, I saw Arthur Ashe play there when he was 16.
Wow.
It's not something you forget.
Yeah.
Yeah, I played there for many years while I was, of course, working.
Yeah.
And after I got married, then we started moving around. My husband had a job where we moved around a lot. I played tennis, California, Massachusetts, you know, all over the place. And I got my first steroid shot, my tennis elbow, when I was playing in California. And I was so excited because the orthopedic surgeon was the orthopedic surgeon for Pancho Segura.
Got the shot from the same doctor.
Wasn't the last tennis elbow that I had, but, you know, I've been, you know, played around a lot. The USTA was just starting the senior level, and then it progressed into the super senior level.
Right.
When so many people got involved, they made another level at a higher age group. Mm-hmm. In the USTA, you played according to your rating, your USTA computer rating. And then when I turned 55, I started playing in the senior games. And there you played according to age.
Interesting.
You played by your age. It didn't matter what your level was. You played by your age. So, and they were in 5-year age groups, like 55 to 59, 60 to 64. Unless, like in basketball, if you're playing a team sport, you play in the age of the youngest member on your team.
Ah.
So, I mean, yeah, and then I was playing both of them. I started first in senior games when I was 55, which is 30 years ago, in tennis. And I played tennis and got to the Nationals in that a couple of years before I had my wonderful accident when the basketball started up a couple of years later. And then since then, I've been playing basketball, but I play tennis on the side, you know, USTA tennis on the side.
Judy, you mentioned that you played tennis until you got hurt playing basketball. Can you tell us what happened?
Well, I got tripped up and I fell down very hard and I had the ball in my hands and I thought, brain me, I'll fall on the ball and that will cushion my fall. Because I mean, I was flying down, you know. Well, it didn't cushion my fall. It broke back two of my ribs. So I've had my share of injuries. You know, I've had both knees replaced and a variety of other things.
Yeah. I feel like that was part of In Granny's Got Game. I think you guys talked a lot about your injuries, but I also think because you're playing a competitive sport together with teammates, it made you want to come back that much quicker.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Judy, I know you have traveled all over the country for the nationals for the senior games for tennis and basketball. Can you tell us what that experience was like?
So this whole thing was just a great experience when we'd go out to play in Stanford in Northern California or something like that, you know. But and so we would extend our stay by 3 or 4 days, whatever worked out, and we'd bring the husbands along. So it turned into a vacation every time we went. And those girls saw the country like they never thought they ever would. It was great. Great experience.
Yeah. And later in their life too. And And playing, and they got a workout before they had their vacation.
That's right. And then the husbands came along and my husband was funny. He's after like, I don't know how many years of doing that, he said, "I am sick of carrying your suitcase. I'm going to look for something that I can do." So he looked into it. And he got to doing race walking in the senior games.
Oh,
he's in his 90s now, but he was doing race walking. He did that for 10, almost 15 years. So we traveled together for different reasons.
Yeah.
He made it to the national level a couple times too.
We always say there's not a lot of sports, you know, when you get older, but tennis and golf. But now I'm hearing we can do track and field. We can do basketball. We can do race walking. There's so many sports for seniors.
Senior games, they offer 26 sports. When I started, you had to be 55.
I'm almost 55.
They have dropped it down to 50.
I'm almost 50 next year. See, I could be in the senior games.
I know. Aaron, we've got to look at this.
This is my calling.
It's good competition. In fact, when they hold the national games for senior games, it's been said that it is the largest single sports event held in the United States in that year, because up to 15,000 athletes compete.
Wow.
Really?
From around the country. So.
You get some traveling out of it. So you can combine all of it together. And
I tell you, playing with people in the senior games age group is great, because everybody's great. We're all just real glad we're there.
You can do it, happy, you know, healthy,
and everybody's
eating.
Everybody is very competitive. A lot of, like, the coach we had for our original team was an ex Wake Forest University All-American. And I've seen him pick up ex Harlem Globetrotters. So you have to be out of your professional sport. I forget whether it's 10 or 15 years, you have to be out of your professional sport before you can enter the senior games. But I remember this one fella coming down from Chicago to play when we were down in Texas to play with his team, and he was an ex Harlem Globetrotter. Wow. So, I mean, there's a lot of good athletes playing, and there's a lot of not good athletes playing, but they're good enough to make the nationals.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're that good. Do it. I highly recommend.
Yeah. I'm inspired.
Yeah, go ahead, Carol. Sorry. So my question was, like, my goal is to be like Judy and compete my entire adult life. Like, I want to be like you. But my question is, I even have days now when I'm playing and I'm like, oh, I don't really feel like going. I'm like, something hurts. What advice would you give to someone like us on days we don't feel like playing?
Well, I mean, I'm 85 and I get up every morning really looking forward to playing tennis nowadays, or playing basketball or something like that. And you get out there and you play and you forget all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And you do accept the fact that as you get older, you have these aches and pains. And so does everybody else in your age group. You know, I mean, I've had breast cancer. I know a lot of people had breast cancer. It comes, you know, that sort of thing comes. And the older you get, the more things happen. And then you just can't get upset over it, because you got to be out with other people and be able to talk with them and discuss with them your aches and pains, which are the same aches and pains they have. And I've proven that 100 times over.
Right.
It's all up here. You know?
Exactly. Exactly.
Your mind, you know, but I mean, you know, I've got aches and pains right now, but you know, I'm not going to let it get me down. You know, I'm not going to have fun doing that. It's a companionship too. That's good.
Right.
with your friends. You have friends. You always got somebody to talk to.
Yes.
Solve all the world's problems and
that's right.
Talk about your aches and pains. Yeah,
that's right. That's what Carolyn and I do.
Yeah, it is.
We talk almost every day, whether it's tennis or something else.
Yeah. My age group, we've had a lot of experiences and lived through a lot of things. So we've always got something we can talk about and relate it to something, how different it was back in the good old days.
Yeah.
Angela, can you tell us why you decided to make Granny's Got Game and maybe anything you've learned from Judy from making it?
Yeah, well, just... Judy's granddaughter and my oldest were in preschool together. So I would see her at preschool pickup in her senior games warm-ups. And then eventually was told about her athletic history. And I was changing careers then and was going to school at Duke to study documentary film. So it started in me asking Judy, can you help me with my homework? And then it turned into a film that's played around the country and around the world, actually, different film festivals. And it's out there online now. You can rent it on Amazon for a couple of dollars. But it's really the story of these women who started playing again after their families were grown and they had time for themselves. And then the camaraderie that they had playing for each other. They were a team for 20 years. In different combinations, and really just inspiring that it doesn't matter how old you are, you can continue to do what you love. You might not be able to play at the same level that as when you were 16 or 25, but it doesn't mean that you can't enjoy the sport. The tagline for the film is we don't grow old. Oh, shoot. I gotta look it up.
Oh, I have it right here.
You read it, Erin.
We don't stop playing because we grow old. We grow old because we stop playing.
I love that.
Yeah, just being around these women and filming them. And I even coached a 65 and over team in Cleveland and won nationals and just was inspired by the fact that they've just never stopped. And so I think that's the key.
Yeah. And the other thing is these group of women, they didn't have the chance to play in high school.
Right. Some of the women, you know, did have chances, but it was usually in rural areas. They were superstars, but there wasn't opportunities like I had where I went to college on a full scholarship and then professional opportunities afterwards. So that was not given to these women. And the rules for basketball were different in the 1950s. They weren't allowed to run the whole court or their ovaries might explode. Right, Judy? So, yeah, it was quite condescending that the women
had
the same rules as the men. And so now they're on equal footing in the senior games.
We really appreciate Judy and Angela speaking with us. Judy is definitely an inspiration for me and made me realize how lucky I am to play sports. If you'd like to see Judy in action, you can go to grannysgotgame.com to watch the film. I'll put a link to that in the show notes. And if you'd like to see a picture of Judy, please go to our website, which is secondservepodcast.com. Thanks so much for listening and hope to see you on the courts soon.